This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, we all have this. We all ignore it and just think we'll get to it next week, next month, next year. But we never, ever actually get to it. And I'm talking about clutter. It's in our houses. It's just, it's everywhere. It's a disease.
It's a disease.
That's a bit extreme. Melissa, wow. She is a declutter expert, I'd like to call her.
Wow.
And she's on the phone this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Is that a fair title for you, a declutter expert?
I think we're all experts in our own right. We probably know what to do, but sometimes we lack the motivation or the little guidance to get there. So expert might be a little bit too much because we sort of all are.
All right, well, let's get straight to it. Where does someone start when they feel that the task is just too big or there's just too much clutter to actually get going?
Oh, sometimes things can seem so overwhelming, you just don't know where to start and so you just don't bother. But everything can be broken down into tiny little micro tasks or smaller bits of a big problem. So don't look at a whole room like a lounge room. You look at it in smaller sections. So look at the cupboard, look at the lounge area, break it down into smaller bits and it makes it a little bit more bite-sized. And also don't start on a task that you can't see. You start on a task that's more visual. So start on something that when you walk past it every time you go, wow, I cleaned that up, and someone else will notice. And then you'll feel good about it because it looks good every time you walk past and it'll give you the motivation to keep going.
What if it's something like your car? You can't really just do one task or one part of the car. My car is a mess, yet it would probably take me a few weeks to clean it up.
Everything can be broken down into smaller bits. You can start with the glove compartment. You can start with the center console. You can start with just the driver's seat area. You can start with the vacuum right through or just start with the boot. Everything can be broken down into smaller bits. You just got to look at it in smaller pieces.
Okay, that works.
What about everyone seems to cry time poor at the moment? What's a way around that?
Oh, lots of people are time poor. There's a couple of reasons why. We either simply just do too much or we just don't manage our time properly or we manage it poorly or a combination of both. If you can dedicate yourself to 15 minutes each day and just spend that time cleaning out a drawer or working on one corner in the study or simply folding the washing up, 15 minutes committed each day. If you do that 6 times a week, that's an hour and a half of cleaning without even noticing it. So use a timer. If you're really time poor, if you're really lacking that motivation or can't stay focused, turn on the oven timer, turn on an egg timer, and that'll keep you on track and tell you when you can stop.
Okay, Melissa, you're winning me over. You're winning me over. What about paper stuff then? Because I've got all, like, this stuff you just don't want to throw out. You want to keep it. Like, my son will paint me a picture at preschool. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm definitely keeping that, but don't know where to put it. Or we have, like, old uni documents that we don't want to throw out, but we have nowhere to put them.
All right. Well, there's one big paper rule. When you've got that big pile of paper you've got to deal with, you only ever deal with a piece of paper once. If you pick it up, you've got to do something with it. So you either read it, you throw it, you file it, you pay it, you fill it in. You just deal with it and then move on. It's a good place to have a central place or a central section in your house for all those paper bits. So it might be in the kitchen or the study. You might even use an in-tray or an out-tray kind of system, and you keep all your paper there to avoid it getting scattered throughout the house. Things like pictures are great. You stick them up on the wall and rotate them every couple of months. Good filing systems, boxes, trays like that where you can keep all your documents filed and sorted properly.
Now, if we have all the clutter as well and want to deal with it, there is one really huge issue. What on earth do you do with it all?
All right. When we declutter, we should always have 3 piles going. And any time you pick up something, consider it in 3 categories. The chuck, the charity, or the cherish. Now, the chuck is the throwaway into the garbage, anything that's broken, mismatched, or beyond repair. Your charity, this is the pile you're going to give away to anyone and in any way. These are the things that you don't really need but are too good for the garbage bins. Things that you finish with, things that are dated, they're no longer used or too old, clothes that no longer fit, things that are superseded or you have multiples of. Now, you can give these to friends or you can give them to family. You can put them up for curbside cleanup, but there is a number of really great needy charities that we have as well that will be happy for donations. The last category, cherish, these are the belongings that you need to put away straight into their permanent spot.
Like stuffed piranhas.
Well, I would probably put that in the charity bin.
Oh, Melissa. You didn't say that.
I did. I've been listening all morning.
Oh, that hurts.
I can confirm it's a very ugly fish.
It's Oh, wow.
Anyway, well, Melissa, you teach all of this in a class, don't you?
I do.
That's, I mean, this is something I think we can all learn from. We all need to learn about. I'll give a website. It's wcc.nsw.edu.au. It's a William Clark College Evening Community Courses. So you get those, you know, magazines with community college courses and stuff like that. It's a community college course. I'll attach that to the, we'll podcast what you've said today, because that is so helpful. I need to go and do all of that you've just said to us this morning. I'll attach all that info to our podcast as well. Thank you so much, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Melissa, oh, man. I enjoyed all of it, except the part you said about the piranha. I didn't like that bit.
That's all right. Just remember, bite-sized pieces and work at it slowly.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.